Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. You know, I always love cookbook authors. I love talking with them, usually because I get a copy of their cookbook to look at. And we'll be talking about a new cookbook out that I've had a chance to go over pretty thoroughly, and it's a dandy. And we'll visit about that. It's, you know, they're modern recipes from the heartland. Let's put it that way. And I'll give you a chance to talk with our guests coming up. But first, we are in our fall member drive. And of course, when we go into a drive like this, we are asking for your support. It's the foundation of funding for our WPR programs. It's the largest piece. It's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for great discussions. And to help me out, Keely Baltina joins in to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on. You just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Keely, we're sort of in a last day kind of situation in one respect anyway.
Absolutely, because we have this really cool challenge that we are undertaking. So a group of generous members is going to give WPR $25,000. I'll say it again, $25,000 in matching funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs that you count on.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform and inspire you in the entire state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. And 500 is a lot of people. Your participation now is vital. It is doable. We want you to be one of 500 people to meet this challenge before midnight that unlocks that extra $25,000 for the programs you love. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have kind of a unique, I call it weird, funding model, to be perfectly honest. It's kind of a two-way street that creates a high-quality product. And here's how it works. You voluntarily contribute, and in turn, you get back programs that are accountable only to you.
It's weird, but it's also pretty amazing. You get programs worth listening to exactly because you step up and support them. Make your contribution for independent news and information and music right now. Help pay for all of the programs you enjoy on WPR, programs like The Larry Mueller Show. You can do that at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And if you're like me, you have a preset in your home or car, maybe your home and your car. You listen to WPR a lot. So I hope you'll help pay for the station you enjoy so much. Become a member today.
Yeah, make that switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. You can start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's one of the best mixes that I can find of both highly entertaining and highly useful and informative information. Wisconsin Public Radio really has a great variety in the type of programs they put on. It's very difficult to get bored of listening to WPR. I only used to listen to public radio in the car. I've recently started listening to public radio on online streaming. The variety and quality of the broadcasts are really enough to keep someone, you know, tuning back in for more time and time again. I'm Ben Martin from Minnesota, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for variety and entertainment.
Ben, thank you very much. What about you now? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our fall member drive. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. The WPR programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support and your contribution. $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose makes a difference for our entire community.
Sometimes stepping back and thinking about how much WPR is worth to you can be the hardest part, because giving to WPR is easy. Once you make that decision, you give us a call or hop online, and all we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you want to pay.
Yeah, I added to my total of donations, and I know it just took me a couple of minutes to do it. And those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Remember, our member challenge is still in effect. It is a challenge that ends tonight when 500 people make a gift for WPR. Some generous members are going to give an extra $25,000 for the WPR programs that you rely on.
Support the programs you value, and you can show off your love for WPR with the latest WPR tote. The handsome blue and orange design will pop up as pointing out that you love WPR. It starts with your gift, $10 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now is a great time to become a sustaining member, too. And I also just want to mention Lily in Williams Bay says, I appreciate the thought-provoking, credible discussions. Lily, thank you so much. Thanks for listening. And now is the time to join Lily. WPR is listener-supported. Your gift is powerful at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks so much for contributing. And thanks so much for listening, because we've got a great program for you here today. As we talk about updating traditional Midwestern food and share a few recipes. We're talking, to some extent, hot dishes here, or casseroles, as they're sometimes called, with our guest, the author of the book that we'll be talking about, Maren Ellingbo King. She's a recipe developer, food stylist. She grew up outside of St. Paul, Minnesota, and her new book is called Fresh Midwest Modern Recipes from the Heartland. So, what recipes are traditional in your family? Have you tried updating them? How'd that turn out? Tell you what, Maren's done a good job of updating. And as we talk with her, I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 800-642-1234. Or you could send us an email to ideas@WPR.org. Maren Ellingbo King, welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm loving your book.
Thank you.
But before we get into it, tell us how you got involved in developing recipes and then creating new ones.
Sure. So my first job after I graduated from high school was as a line cook at a little restaurant in Wisconsin, actually. And I did that during the summers between college semesters. And then when I graduated, I moved to New York and I got a job at Food & Wine magazine. So that was kind of my introduction to the whole world of food media. And while I was there, I started working with the prop stylist on a number of photo shoots, and kind of decided I wanted to become a food stylist after that. So from there, it was kind of a winding path to starting to develop my own recipes and working on a number of photo shoots once I moved to California in 2015, and then moved back home to Minnesota in 2020, and spent most of last year working on this book.
Yeah, and it was I've interviewed a few authors over the last several months, and many of them wrote their latest book during COVID. It was kind of is that why you moved back? That's not really why you moved back to Minnesota necessarily, is it?
Not necessarily. It was already something that my husband and I had been talking about, but I would say COVID just kind of emphasized the reasons we decided to move, just being closer to family, and you know, it's a bit more affordable than the Bay Area. So
for sure. But it had to be kind of a culture shock for your husband, you know, he coming to this Midwestern food, which is a whole lot different than what he probably was eating in California.
It is. Yeah. He, you know, grew up eating tacos and fried chicken and things like that. So tasting all the hot dish last year as I was working on these recipes was a new experience for him, for sure.
Yeah. And why did you do it? Why hot dishes?
Well, you know, that was such a staple of the Midwestern food that I grew up on, especially when going to my grandparents' houses or bigger extended family gatherings. You know, I think it's just a perfect kind of encapsulation of Midwestern food. But there's also plenty of room for experimentation and updating it. And, you know, I think it can just go way beyond the sort of traditional combination of ground beef and canned green beans and cream of mushroom soup and tater tots. But I just think it's a great way to kind of have that comfort food, but still update things.
And you've done a really nice job of it. The book itself, the cookbook itself, I love it. Here are things I like. I like little backstories. I like great photos, and I like twists on recipes. And you have all three of those, and you hit the home run, Maren.
Well, thank you so much. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and a lot of the recipes are based on your family.
They are, yes. So I inherited a whole archive of recipes that belonged to my great-grandmother and grandmother and went through all of those many times when I was deciding what to include in this book. But yeah, it's quite a collection.
Yeah. And I thought it was kind of interesting. You write in the book about how you learned a bit about your family when going through the recipes.
I did. Yeah. It really made me feel closer to these women who I hadn't known them as an adult. My great grandmother Judith died when I was 3, and my grandma Viola died when I was in high school. And just seeing their handwriting and their notes and, kind of imagining them making these dishes for their families or to bring to a church potluck, it really felt like a way to kind of get to know them on another level.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about there. Sort of. And you kind of develop, you have taste memories, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And a lot of dishes, a lot of Midwestern dishes, maybe some might consider them a bit bland. The ingredients may not be as healthy, perhaps, as we would like. So how did you go about improving the recipes?
Well, it was important to me to kind of update these dishes that, I think in the past have been seen as a bit bland, but kind of bring them into the way that I eat now and the way that I cook for my family, which, I try not to use a lot of processed ingredients, and I love hot sauce, so I add a little more spice and some more acidity, although having, spent 10 years on the coast certainly has brought some other influences into my cooking. So I tried to kind of integrate that into some of these more nostalgic dishes.
Yeah. Maren Ellingbo King, our guest today, we're talking with her about her new cookbook. Modernizes many recipes from the heartland, and I'm finding it fascinating as I go through the book, and I think you will as well. Questions for her, you can join in at 800-642-1234, or you could email us to ideas@wpr.org. As here we are in our fall member drive, Keely Baltina back with me for a couple of minutes. Your gift right now is so important, and that's because gifts from people like you are the largest source of funding for our programs. The Larry Mueller Show and all the shows you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. So I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hey, Larry, I just want to put in a quick plug for the fact that people can make an even greater impact right now. You can do that when you give because $25,000 will be released when 500 people, including you, make a gift in support of WPR programs by the end of today.
A group of generous members have created this challenge to inspire your support of the programs you and your entire community rely on.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's meet this challenge. Your gift of any amount now makes a big difference. Not only does your money go to the programs that you love, but you can help us unlock that $25,000 match from generous members. So give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
It's really a fact that WPR exists in its current form because people contribute. When we all give, our contributions add up to make this program possible, and your contribution really does make a difference.
It's that simple. It's one gift at a time, and it's the listeners that make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. So be part of that. Make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Might have a monthly subscription for your cell phone and Netflix. Now we're asking you to support WPR like you pay for other services you rely on.
Sort of like that, because there's the difference here in that you get to decide how much you give, and that is not how it works with cell phone plans.
No.
But here at WPR it does. So support the programs that are part of your day. Become a WPR sustainer. Choose a monthly gift amount that works for you, and then you can just set up those ongoing installments. You never have to think about it. You can change it when you want. Do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Take your Wisconsin Public Radio pride on the go with the new WPR tote bag. The sturdy USA-made natural cotton bag features a vibrant orange and blue design. With shoulder-length handles, it's perfect for groceries or books. And showing off your love for WPR and Wisconsin wherever you go. Ask for your tote bag today when you give $10 a month or more. Here's how.
Well, you can give at WPR.org or you can phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our fall member drive. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for our shows, and that's why your gift of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it really does have an important impact.
And it has an even bigger one now. It is the last day of our challenge. You're going to hear me talk about this a lot, Larry. We've got a group of generous members that will give $25,000 in matching funds when 500 people step up and support the programs that you count on.
And it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and even beyond the state borders. Your participation now is vital. Be one of the 500 people to help us meet this challenge before midnight. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin has access to quality news, talk, and entertainment because 50,000 individuals and households chose to support WPR.
Well, Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. You can join that team effort with your gift right now. Say that you think about how much WPR is worth to you and you think you can manage $10 a month. That's awesome. You decide the amount, whatever makes sense for you, and then the important step is to make your gift. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I was talking with somebody yesterday who said, I waited until I heard about the tote bag, and I love the tote bag that we gave in another drive, and tell you what, she likes it a lot. What about you? You can show off your support of WPR and ask for that limited edition WPR tote. Perfect for books, groceries, your next errand. It's yours when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Luis in Wauwatosa says, I appreciate Larry and every other guest who gives interesting and reliable information. Luis, thanks for letting us know that. I suspect you're not alone. We appreciate Larry, too, and we appreciate your support of WPR.
Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Great to have you along today. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Maren Ellingbo-King. She's a recipe developer, food stylist, and her first book is called Fresh Midwest, Modern Recipes from the Heartland. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 or email to ideas at WPR.org. Randy in Ripon has a comment or question. Randy, go ahead.
Good afternoon or morning. I guess it's morning yet. I grew up around farming, my grandparents, and I just remember all the get-togethers, the casseroles, the pot roast, mashed potatoes, gravy, all that. She used to make raised donuts, her own yeast, not cake donuts, and I found one place, Monty's, that has them that are similar to hers, and that takes me back to those, child. And to me, it just, I don't know, the meatloafs, all that kind of stuff, to me, it's real food. That's stuff, the kind of stuff I long for, but maybe it's just nostalgia. But, I'm glad to hear this, your guest. I'm just so glad that someone's, because the recipes for my relatives, nobody seems to be able to find them. Which kind of bums me out, but anyway, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Maren?
Thank you so much for saying that. That the family gatherings of my own childhood were definitely an inspiration for this book, and I hope, if you pick up a copy, hopefully you find some familiar favorites in there. They may not be exactly the same as your grandma's meatloaf, but still hopefully some good dishes in there.
Yeah, and let's talk about the organization of the book. I said hot dishes or casseroles, but there's a whole lot more than that in your book, for sure. So we've got, we've got breakfast, we got appetizers, soups and salads. I'm trying to remember them all here.
Yep. Soups and salads. There's a kind of pasta, grains, and breads, and that's where you'll find the hot dish recipes. There's also meat, seafood, and chicken. And then actually there's a whole chapter on gathering. So I assembled four different seasonal menus that are meant for groups of 10 to 15 people instead of just, kind of your average family of four. Those were definitely inspired by my own family gathering.
Oh yeah. And they look, I've already sort of zeroed in on a few of those because I do some entertaining from time to time. And it was often with 15 or 20 people. And so I'm going to take one of them. And it was the ham one, I think, because it's fall season. There's one that that involves ham, but a lot of other dishes as well.
Yeah, that one is for a great one for fall. It was also kind of inspired by our Easter celebrations when I was growing up. There would always be a whole ham on the table, and usually my grandma would make it with pineapple and cloves. And this one, I did a bourbon maple glaze, which is a really nice complement to the meat. In our family, there would always be tons of other side dishes. So, everything from scalloped corn to rolls to, of course, a Jell-O salad or two. And some other layered salads as well.
Well, I tell you what, it sounded really good to me. So I'm going to be following your recipes for that one. But let's go back to breakfast, for example, I'm looking through the recipes, and one of the things I love is that you not only do you have this great photo of whatever you're talking about, but you also give us a little backstory on that particular item that we could prepare. I noticed the banana caramel rolls, which I thought your comments on that I thought were really interesting, because the banana really makes a difference in those rolls.
It does, yeah. It really adds a great moisture and flavor to, you know, what's kind of a traditional caramel roll recipe.
They can kind of get a little crusty sometimes, and the banana sort of smooths it out a little bit, I think.
Yeah, that was a great idea by my sister, actually, to integrate it into the dough as well as on top.
You know, you were doing this during the pandemic, and you had to do a lot of things by yourself, by the way. What was the process like of putting this all together?
You know, it was a true labor of love. Obviously, all of these recipes are very personal, and most have, you know, some kind of a personal story with my family. And it was definitely a lot of me working in my kitchen by myself and then, you know, delivering meals to family and friends instead of, unfortunately, all of us sitting around a big table and trying them. But, you know, I still got some good comments and feedback from doing it.
Yeah. I was looking at your appetizers, and I was thinking about this because every time I have a party, I always try to have deviled eggs. And they are always the first thing gone are the deviled eggs, and I barely get a chance to grab one myself before they disappear.
And yeah, they are always a crowd pleaser.
But I liked your take on it. Number one, I think you got it exactly right for how to hard boil the eggs and get them perfect. But once you devil the eggs, the garnishes that you include are add a nice touch, I think. And I haven't been doing that, but I'm going to give some of yours a try. Talk about that for a minute.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not necessary, but it is a nice way to kind of elevate them a little bit. I mean, you know, just a little smoked paprika is always a great option, but I love pickles, and so doing a little quick pickled shallot, which I include a recipe for in the book, is kind of a nice pop of acidity. I also am a big fan of trout or salmon roe, and that gives it a really nice kind of briny saltiness. That's a nice addition. And then I always like, you know, the freshness that some fresh herbs can add. So usually I'll do chives or dill or parsley.
And just the look of them, I think I'm afraid the deviled eggs will go a lot faster with the kind of look that you have provided for us.
You'll just have to make a double batch, I guess.
I always say, I've taken to setting a couple aside and putting them back in the refrigerator so that I'm sure I get a couple for myself, if you want to know the truth of the matter.
Well, you know,
here you are talking about Midwest food. And I think, you know, Southern food has gotten so much good press lately. But typically, I'm glad you did this cookbook, because Midwest food is somewhat dismissed, I think. Why is that?
You know, I think, unfortunately, it had gotten a reputation for just being kind of bland and not very exciting. But I am happy to say that it's actually a pretty big fall for Midwestern food. In addition to my book, there are 3 other Midwestern cookbooks coming out, or that are out already, that I know about. Another Minnesota chef named Justin Sutherland, his book just came out. It's called Northern Soul. And then Molly Yeh, who has a show on the Food Network, her book, Home is Where the Eggs Are, also just came out. And then Amy Thielen, who wrote The New Midwestern Table a number of years ago, she has a new book coming out in November. So I think it is slowly starting to get the attention that it deserves. Yeah, which I love.
Yeah, I do as well. I think that's great. In terms of your book, how many recipes? I was trying to remember how many are in the book. How many recipes are in the book? Tell us that, and then let's talk more about the divisions and how it's divided up.
Oh, sure. It's about 100, and yeah, the chapters are, we start off with breakfast, and then appetizers, soups and salads, pasta, grains and breads, then vegetables, sides and pickles, chicken, meat and seafood. Then there's that gatherings chapter we were talking about, and then a whole bunch of tasty desserts.
Yeah, and they all look good. How did you narrow down the dishes?
You know, it was hard. I spent a lot of time combing through these recipe files and pulling out, you know, anything that sounded kind of appealing or interesting to me. And then as I was starting to develop the dishes and update these recipes, you know, I tried to get a good balance of flavors and different types of dishes. So trying to, you know, have each chapter be about the same number of recipes and get a good mix of different seasonal produce and things like that.
Yeah.
But it was a challenge for sure. There are a lot of good ones to choose from.
Maren Ellingbone King, our guest today, as we talk with her about her book, Fresh Midwest, Modern Recipes from the Heartland. And we also have a co-host with me today, Keely Baltina, because we're in our fall member drive. And once again, you count on the Ideas Network for great discussions, and it's your gift, any amount that makes this possible. Listener support is the largest source of our funding for our shows, and that's why your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important. Keely, how are we doing?
We're doing well. We've got a two-day challenge on right now. And how it works is that when 500 people contribute by the end of the day today, WPR secures an additional $25,000.
That's a lot of money, and it's good news that we're moving along here, and we're over 300. But your gift right now is going to help move us toward 500. Donate any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and you'll join in this exciting challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Larry, I'm really enjoying listening to this conversation about updating recipes. I have a really great one from my mother-in-law that I update to make it better in my view, but okay. I will never admit that to her, except I kind of just did. That's so interesting how you take things and pass it down and make changes for people and times and ingredients. I'm learning a lot, and that's very cool, and that's an example of what we get here on the Larry Mueller Show. Yeah?
Yeah, it is. We do a broad range of topics, and as I said at the start of the show, I always enjoy talking with cookbook authors about their books, and I think our listeners do as well. Do you enjoy these kinds of conversations that we have? We're listener supported, aren't we?
I believe so. That's how it works. It's as we put it, a weird funding model. But when you give at WPR.org or use the phone, call 888-202-2552, you make this hour, these conversations, and many, many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take just a few minutes of your time and make your gift.
Once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for, and I think WPR is one place where that's true every day. You might consider a gift of $2 a day to support the programs you love.
Oh, it's hard to buy much for $2. But here at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 makes a lot of the conversation and the news and the music possible. That works out to $60 a month. You can make that gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Makes me feel very good to be a sustainer.
Makes me feel like I'm a part of what's happening.
I know it's a valuable service.
I like being a sustainer because it helps contribute to the Wisconsin idea.
I like being a sustainer because I just like knowing that my money will be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio for years to come.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina of WPR. And your support during this drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift could be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Any amount you choose is the right amount. I will tell you, though, now is the time. Give while you're thinking about it. It takes just a few minutes to make your contribution to WPR.
Don't do like I often do. Put it on a to-do list. No, that is not the way to do it today. Just take care of it right now. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Just a few minutes, you'll have the good feeling of supporting the programs you value.
And our member challenge is in effect. We're looking for 500 people to make a gift for WPR. And when that happens, $25,000 from generous members is secured for the WPR programs that you rely on.
So support the programs you value and show off your love for WPR with the latest WPR tote. The handsome blue and orange design will pop as a as you carry it for work or for errands or for fun. Starts with your gift of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Want to get in a quick shout-out to you, Larry, because I know you won't say this yourself. Delilah in Mesa Maney says, thank you, Larry, for your consistently fascinating, useful, and entertaining interviews and topics. Ooh, isn't that sweet?
Oh, that's great. Delilah, thank you so much. I appreciate that very much. And I appreciate all of our listeners. You know, here we are, listener-supported, and that means that your gift, very powerful. It really makes a difference. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and thank you. Taking a look at Midwestern cooking on the show today with Maren Ellingbo King. She has authored the book Fresh Midwest, Modern Recipes from the Heartland. So what questions do you have about updating your family recipes, perhaps? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Maren, we've talked about a couple of recipes from breakfast and from appetizers. We haven't hit soups and salads yet, and one of those recipes we have up on the Larry Mueller Show page, and I love the look of it. Wild rice with butternut squash and pomegranate. And it sounds and looks wonderful. There's some cheese in it as well, of sorts. Maybe a goat cheese? I've forgotten.
Yep. You could use goat cheese or feta.
And what I like, well, maybe comment about what's in the recipe, and I tell you what the vinaigrette that you offer along with it sounds wonderful as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a really nice fall dish, either as a side dish with, you know, even on your Thanksgiving table or with roast chicken or pork. And it would also make a good vegetarian main course, pretty hearty salad, thanks to the roasted butternut squash and the wild rice. It just, yes, has a lot of texture, lots of flavor. And it's all tossed with a maple miso vinaigrette. That was kind of inspired by Yeah, we had a lot of maple syrup when I was growing up because my dad tapped the maple trees on their property. So there was always maple syrup throughout the year, and we're still lucky enough to get that in the spring. And miso is one of these ingredients that I just love to add umami flavor and a little bit of extra kind of oomph when you need something salty. So they just make a really nice pairing and get some warmth from some fresh ginger in there as well. And then in addition to the wild rice and roasted butternut squash, it's tossed with some fresh arugula and pomegranate seeds for a nice pop of acidity and sweetness. And then topped with some feta cheese or goat cheese.
I think that's going to be the first thing I make out of your book, to be be perfectly honest.
Well, good for this time of year, for sure.
Yeah, it's perfect for this time of year. Rita in Stevens Point, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Rita. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Say, I was wondering, your guest sounds like she's a creative cook, and I have recipes, old recipes, that call for condensed cream of celery or cream of chicken or cream of mushroom. And in my family, we can't have a lot of salt. So do you have like a basic thing that I could use? Are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, I can now. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, actually that was one of kind of the main tenets for updating some of these hot dish recipes when I was working on the book. Is it's actually really easy to make a homemade bechamel sauce, and that makes a great substitution for those canned cream and mushroom soup. And then you have total control over the amount of salt. So basically all that it involves is you melt a couple tablespoons of butter, then stir in a couple tablespoons of flour, and you cook that over medium heat for a couple of minutes until it starts to brown and you can see that the flour is cooking. And then to that mixture in a saucepan, you add a cup or two of warmed milk. And then you just add that slowly and whisk it constantly until the milk gets incorporated. And then you cook it for another few minutes until you end up with a pretty thickened sauce. And from there, you can add, you know, as much salt as you want to flavor it. You can also stir in cheese, and that makes a really good base for baked mac and cheese. You can also add different spices. So you can add like a little bit of nutmeg for some of that nice fall warmth. You could, you know, add in some chili powder or paprika, just kind of depending on the flavor you're going for. But yeah, that is a really good way to not have to use those canned soups, which can be very salty.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you.
All right.
You're very welcome.
I can use my old recipes again.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks, thanks, Rita, for that call. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, 800-642-1234, or email if you want at ideas@WPR.org. And that's one of the great updates I think you have. Are there other updates you've made to sort of the traditional things that are used?
Yeah, that's definitely a big one, and I use that in a number of or that technique in a number of dishes in the book. One recipe that I did want to include that's kind of old school is a Jell-O salad. That's still something we have at large family gatherings, in my family. But you know, the packaged Jell-O can have a lot of sugar, you know, there's a lot of preservatives. So I wanted to kind of give a nod to that very nostalgic, dish, but also make it a little bit, healthier and elevated. So instead of, you know, cherry Jell-O, I use a mix of grape juice and pomegranate juice and mix that with unflavored gelatin. And then instead of canned fruit, like often people would use, you know, canned cherries or other fruits that are in like a very sweet sugar syrup, I just use fresh berries. And so it's really pretty actually on the table, and it tastes good too.
Oh, it sounds really good. Now, that is one that did I just pass over that when I was going through your book? I thought I was. I want to try.
It's in the desserts chapter. If you want to take another look.
Of course I'm going to take another look, because that would be one that I think, you know, is there ever a time when there's not a Jell-O salad served?
Exactly. So you need one for any occasion.
And I would love to bring my own Jell-O salad to a get-together, you know, one of the family get-togethers, and just see how people react when they
yeah.
Try. Do you get good reaction from that one?
I did. You know, that was another one that I would say my husband was a bit skeptical of when I was working on it, but I think he's come around.
Okay. Maren Ellingbow King, our guest today. Great to have her with us today. And great to have Keely Baltina join us, too, during our member drive. Your gift right now is so important. That's because gifts from people like you are the largest source of funding for our shows.
Absolutely. This program, The Larry Mueller Show, and all of the shows that you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And, of course, you'll be making an even greater impact when you give right now. That $25,000 will be released when 500 people, including you, make a gift in support of the program's by the end of the day tomorrow, why not do it right now?
Absolutely, while you're thinking about it, because that $25,000 comes from a group of generous members. They created this challenge to give you a little bit of a boost, to inspire your support of programs like The Larry Mueller Show that you benefit from and that really contribute to your entire community.
So let's meet this challenge. Your gift, any amount now, makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're talking about updating recipes right now, and, I mean, everybody eats. We have to figure out how to make this work, just listening both to some really practical strategies, but also being able to step back and learn where the ideas come from and how we can think about things differently. I mean, this is the kind of conversation you get here on The Larry Mueller Show. And The Larry Mueller Show, just like the rest of WPR, is listener-supported. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Take your Wisconsin Public Radio pride on the road with the new WPR tote. It's vibrant orange, they tell me, and a blue design. And your support of the WPR programs you value will be on full display. And you can ask for yours with your contribution of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My life would be diminished without Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, I wouldn't want to do without it.
It's just a comfort to me to have it on while I'm making dinner. And
gives you a whole different perspective on things.
Many, many times I've listened to the radio and it's made me laugh or cry.
Wisconsin Public Radio is my source
for connecting to the world.
For everything I like to hear on the radio.
For everyday listening.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. The WPR programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. And your contribution, $10 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a difference for you and the entire community.
We got a lot of money on the table right now. A group of generous members is giving WPR $25,000 in matching funds when 500 people by the end of today step up to support the programs that you count on.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the programs that inform and hopefully inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin as well.
And your participation is so important. You can be one of those 500 people so we can meet this challenge and unlock that money before midnight. You can do it now in just a few minutes, and then you could don't have to think about it for the rest of the day. You know that your support is current and that you've brought a gift to WPR. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And what your gift right now says is, I value this program. I want more of it. It makes me think. It makes me laugh. You fill in the blank with how you feel when you hear this show. These are powerful feelings, and you make a powerful statement when you support what you value, what you believe in. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, if you are a sustainer, you could make an extra gift in support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month. Do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maren Ellingbone King will be with us right after our quick look at the news and finding out what else is in store for us on the Ideas Network. In the meantime, make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking about Midwestern cooking on the show today with our guest Maren Ellingbone King, a recipe developer and food stylist. She grew up outside St. Paul, Minnesota. Went away, became a food and wine editor. She's worked with Sunset, New York Times, Williams-Sonoma, Target, and she has her first book out. She moved back to the Midwest, and her book is called Fresh Midwest, Modern Recipes from the Heartland. In it, she uses fresh produce, more spice, more heat to make old favorites even better. So what questions do you have about updating your family recipes, perhaps? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234 or email to ideas@WPR.org. Maren, we had an email from Grant. I want to read this description that he provides and see your reaction to it. During the fall season, he loves to add celery root or celeriac to his scalloped potato recipe, alternating layers with the potatoes, topped with a dusting of aged Parmesan or Pecorino. And the potatoes and celery root should be sliced very thin for best results. He says scalloped potatoes never tasted so good.
Oh, I love that idea. That sounds delicious. Send
me
the recipe.
You need to send the recipe along. And by the way, sending the recipe that I mentioned earlier that we were talking about, the wild rice with butternut squash and pomegranate, is available for you to take a look at and use. Just go to ideas@WPR.org/Larry. And then go to today's date, and under the program notes, you're going to find that recipe, which you are going to like almost for sure. I'm pretty sure you're going to like it. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So your Scandinavian roots have influenced at least some of the dishes that you share in the book. Do you have a favorite in that area?
Oh, it's hard to pick a favorite, but I would say one that has definitely become a favorite within my family is the homemade gravlax. It was not something I had attempted to make before I started working on that recipe, but it is surprisingly easy, and it feels very celebratory, but it's also something you can freeze for future, in case, you know, you're not going to eat a whole 2-pound side of salmon.
Yeah, explain. I'm sure there are people who are saying, "Well, what's Gravlax?" So maybe explain that.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure. It's salmon that's been cured using salt and sugar. And so you coat it in this mixture of salt and sugar. And in my recipe, I use dill and lemons as well. And then you put it in the fridge for 2 or 3 days, and the salt cures the fish. So then you end up with this just really delicious salmon that you can put on, you know, bagels, or you can stir it into scrambled eggs. You can just have it simply on crackers with some cream cheese. It's, yeah, really versatile and delicious.
It sounds very good to me. Another recipe that looks great for this time of the year is brown butter zucchini bread. And Lord knows we make a lot of zucchini bread in this state, probably in Minnesota too. But talk about, why does brown butter make such a good addition?
Brown butter, it's just one of those kind of magic things that adds a really nice nuttiness and just more depth of flavor to really anything. I mean, you know, you can use it on pasta. You could obviously stir it into baked goods like in this recipe. And this one was inspired by, we ate lots of zucchini bread when I was growing up. My mom's garden is pretty prolific, and we'd always have tons of zucchini in late summer and early fall. So always looking for ways to use it. I added the brown butter to just make it a little bit more complex. And I think it adds both really, it makes a really nice crumb in the zucchini bread, and it also adds really subtle nutty flavor. That's a good combination.
Yeah, for sure. I want to go to the pasta, grains, and bread section of your book. I liked a lot of things in it. And one thing, I haven't made popovers in a while, and I always like making them. But you've got one for garlic chive popovers, which I hadn't never made them.
That's a really easy recipe. You know, it's one of those things that I think they feel really special, but really they come together in under half an hour total. So you can, you know, pop them in the oven right before you have dinner, and then you have fresh popovers. And that garlic chive butter is pretty addictive. you know, you can make a big batch and then put it on everything, which is what I usually do.
Well, and popovers, I was thinking, where did I put my popover pan? And I think I haven't used it in so long. I think it's in the basement. I think I know right where it is, but I'm gonna definitely try that. But you're right, the garlic chive, the butter for that would be, you could use that in a whole lot of ways, couldn't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, put it on, you know, mashed potatoes. You could even put it on like a seared steak and just let it melt over the meat. You know, slather it on some bread is a good way to to enjoy it for sure.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, do you have a favorite out of the breads and the pasta grains and breads?
You know, I would say the butternut squash hot dish with chicken and wild rice. It was one of the first recipes that I developed for the book. And it's a really nice one for fall. It's super comforting. And it's just kind of a nice, blend of textures and flavors. You get good bite from the wild rice, and, you can omit the chicken if you want it to be vegetarian. Lots of, you know, nice warm flavors from the roasted squash. And yeah, I think it's just a nice take on the hot dish and just kind of exactly what you want to eat on a cool fall evening.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds so good. Vegetables, yeah, all these sound really good. My mouth has been watering through a good part of the show, I will tell you. The vegetable sides and pickles... you use there corn is featured in actually other recipes throughout the book, but corn is something that you like corn, I guess, as you write about in your book.
I do. That was probably my favorite vegetable. If I guess it's technically not a vegetable, it's a grain. But when I was growing up, I could have eaten, you know, creamed corn soup for every meal and I would have been happy. So it's also something that of course is pretty prolific across the Midwest and at this time of year and late in the summer. So I included a few different preparations for corn, just a simple grilled corn with some dill butter, scalloped corn, which is a pretty classic recipe, topped with some Ritz crackers, which is really nice, creamy side dish. And then corn relish, which is you actually pickle it, but it's really good with for a picnic or for, you know, with other heavier side dishes. It's just kind of a nice, unexpected way to prepare corn.
I love corn relish. I think I'd eat it 12 months of the year if I could, or I don't think I should. But what makes yours a little different?
Well, the recipe that I was working on, that was my grandma's, included bell peppers, and I'm not a huge fan of bell peppers, so I use a jalapenos instead, which gives it just a little bit of heat that I think adds kind of a nice addition to the corn relish.
Yeah, I think you'd be right about that. I want to give that a try too. The there's a lot here that I want to be trying out, Maren. Another section of your book is chicken, meats, and seafood. And one thing that caught my eye there was the cornflake-crusted chicken because, among other things, it was a simple thing to prepare, I think.
It is, yeah. It's, you know, that's a great dish for families. I think it is very appealing to kids and adults. Definitely a good weeknight meal. And you can marinate the chicken ahead of time. So you can do that the day before you plan to make it. It just gets marinated in a mixture of buttermilk, salt, onion, and garlic powder. And that just gives it really good texture, lots of moisture, so the meat isn't going to dry out as you're baking it.
You know, one thing I liked about your book, most of the recipes, or many of the recipes, let's put it that way, are they're all straightforward, for sure, and most of them don't take a lot of time, but you, as you remark in your book, under those that may take a little more time, you can do things ahead and then sort of enjoy the day a bit more the next day.
Yeah, that was important to me. You know, I have a one-year-old, so not always a ton of time for cooking elaborate meals any longer when it comes to dinner time. It's always nice to have things you can do ahead, you know, while he's taking a nap or has gone to sleep already, that just make making dinner the next day a little bit easier.
Yeah. And finally, I want to go to desserts because, well, for one thing, that apple cake looks just beautiful. Is that hard to make?
Oh, thank you.
Is that hard to make?
You know, it's not. It's a great one for fall. We usually make it for Rosh Hashanah, which just happened this past weekend. It's just a really tasty cake for this time of year.
Well, it looks, you know, and half of it's the looks too, I guess. But the looks are, the look of it is just, you just want to eat the page.
Well, that was the goal, so that's good to hear.
Oh, and Maren, of course, we can get this book anywhere, right?
Yes, yep, wherever books are sold.
And I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. It's been a pleasure talking with you. And I'll be trying out a lot of your recipes. Maybe I'll have to send you an email or something and tell you what I think.
Oh, please do. Thank you so much for having me.
Maren Ellingbo King is the author of the book that we've been talking about today on the show. And the book is titled Fresh Midwest, Modern Recipes from the Heartland. And it was fun talking with her today, for sure. And it's always fun talking to Keely Baltina, who comes by. She comes rushing in every 5 minutes or so. No, every 10 or 15 minutes to talk with you and with me, but mostly to you, because we're in our drive and you rely on the Ideas Network for great programmings, great discussions. We rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
Absolutely. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, all of them, including The Larry Mueller Show. And that's why your gift of really any amount makes an important difference. So give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And our two-day challenge is still on. And when 500 people contribute by the end of the day, WPR will secure an additional $25,000.
That's so much money, $25,000 for WPR on top of the donation that you choose to give. Right now, because it's a two-day challenge, we have 327 people. We are getting so close to that 500 number, which is a bit of a stretch, and it's totally something that we know you can help us achieve. Your gift right now really helps us get toward that goal. Donate any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll join in on this really exciting challenge.
You might not have a life coach. I don't. You might not have okay. a personal trainer. I don't. And you might not have a professional cook or to help you out with your daily meals, which I don't. But we had an expert on the show today, Maren Ellingbo King, and she's written just a fantastic book, cookbook, that features recipes from the heartland, I guess you could say. And she had some great advice to the listeners who called and to me as well. And when you listen to the Ideas Network, you get that advice from all kinds of experts. And what's the cost to you? Well, you choose. The Ideas Network is your source for helpful information. And I hope you'll support it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you can keep your Wisconsin Public Radio pride on display when you carry the latest WPR tote bag. It's a medium-sized tote. It's handy for trips to the store, to the library, a picnic lunch. Larry, you could make your updated casserole, put it in the tote bag, and take it to a dinner, and then talk about the fact that you heard the recipe on WPR and brought it in a WPR tote bag, right?
Yeah, I could put the Jell-O in there, too.
There
I could probably
go.
Have them
your
both
Jell-O
in there.
Salad. Yes! Okay, so
I have a WPR tote bag, not this one, which... And I've already talked myself into getting the socks, the WPR socks, so I had to put in an extra donation. Maybe I'll have to put in another extra donation to get the tote bag.
Well, you know it will be used well. You can ask for your tote bag with a gift of $10 a month or more at WPR.org, or you can use the phone that's 888-202-2552.
You know, you can listen to WPR every day for years, and we will never send you a bill. We don't count on how many minutes you listen. We don't put a meter on your radio or your web stream.
Yeah, we use the honor system. We count on you to voluntarily make a gift to pay for the listening that you do.
And remember, you decide the amount you do, whether it's a dollar or two a week or a dollar a day. You decide. And then go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
If you ask a WPR member why they give, they might say the socks. They might say the tote bag. They'll probably tell you that it just feels better to listen to WPR when you know you're part of something. It feels good to know that you are one piece of making this incredible stuff happen.
So make your first ever gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month and enjoy the excitement of supporting your Wisconsin Public Radio. Starts with your donation at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Keeley Baltina. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding. We keep telling you that, and that's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it has a big, important impact.
It does. And we also know that you value your time. We value your time, too. That's one reason that giving to WPR takes just a few minutes. We need your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you want to pay.
Quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really helps. So take a few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We do have that member challenge still in effect. It is a very exciting one. We need 500 people to make a gift for WPR, and then $25,000 in generous matching funds is secured for the WPR programs that you rely on. We are at 330 people. You can help us make this happen.
You can indeed. And whatever amount you give, it'll support the programs that enhance your life, give you information and entertainment every single day. So give now whatever amount, I don't care, whatever amount works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And at WPR, you do get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount, as Larry says, makes a difference. Here are some suggestions. You could pay the same amount for a monthly streaming service. Maybe you have Hulu or Spotify, or maybe you still have cable.
Or your daily coffee, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to. So give now. You choose the amount. Your gift really does make a difference. You know, we had a nice comment from Heidi.
Yes, it is a nice comment from Heidi in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
Heidi says, I love listening to Larry. Heidi, me too.
Oh, man. Well, what about you? Are you enjoying listening to Wisconsin Public Radio? We are listener supported, and that means your gift is very powerful. It really makes a difference. So I hope you'll do it right now. If you haven't done it already, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. And thank you from Keeley and me.